prayer three times a day. Mary Baker Eddy recommends that we pray for all humanity on a consistent basis. Daniel in the Bible prayed three times a day, even at the risk of being thrown into the den of lions, which of course Bible history shows that he was. But he was saved by his recognition that God is the only power, the only action. That he was spiritual, not material, and that no lion or anything else could interfere with his reflecting the life of God. Daniel was very alert, and of course, obviously, Mary Baker Eddy was very alert, and Christ Jesus, as well as many other serious students of Mary Baker Eddy's works and the science of Christianity. Our goal should be to be alert to God. What God is, what man is, and the direct connection. It is recommended that one consider beginning every treatment with the quotes that are in the document provided entitled Definitions, Quotes, and Summaries. I will not read them now, but just to give you an idea if you haven't seen it, is they include definitions of God, definitions of good, scientific statement of being, the introductory quotes at the beginning of the textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the quotation at the beginning of Recapitulation Chapter, which is a summary of chapters 1 through 13, and is entitled Recapitulation, and is chapter 14. And there's other things in there that one should be very familiar with and have in thought as they are doing any treatment. We'll reiterate the very first thing on that document, which is the introduction to the textbook, Science and Health. It states, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's from Jesus, quoted by John. Shakespeare, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." And the last one by Mary Baker Eddy, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." So number one, we need to focus on what is truth. Of course, that is God and everything about God. And if we do that, we will be able to be free from the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. We will open up the door to infinity and of a spiritual life. But it is a moment-by-moment monitoring and doing a reality check to make sure we are thinking about only truth. Mary Baker Eddy stopped several times a day to make sure she was only thinking about the goodness that was in everyone and the entire universe. The second one is by Shakespeare, as mentioned, and that's telling us that our thoughts are what control our experience. So if we want to have an experience that is a reflection of God, then we have to be having those thoughts of God in consciousness and being aware of it, being alert. And the third one is basically telling us that if we do one and two, in other words, focus on the truth, make sure that's the only thing in our thoughts, then we will have the blessing. And the blessing really is something that is universal. So it puts those positive thoughts out into the atmosphere of thought. And the ones that are receptive will receive the good that comes from that thought of truth. There is a movement worldwide that is entitled wokeness. And like animal magnetism operates all the time, it is the reverse of what it really is. It really is asleepness, being asleep totally. No alertness at all. Not awakened to anything that is good. So one of the items that would be very good to focus on when praying for humanity is to be awake and alert to the truth, which is that first quotation at the beginning of Science and Health. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Knowing it means understanding it. And if we understand it, we know we must be alert in order to be able to live it. So to help awaken the world about the truth, we could be thinking about consciousness, because truth is consciousness. That is one of the key terms to describe truth. God is mind, and of course we know the definition of God is that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Mind is the action. Mary Baker Eddy defines God as being omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and omniaction. That's in the glossary, page 587. Under the term good, it says good is God, spirit, and then gives the four omnis just mentioned. So if we want to work for all humanity on the idea of alertness to the truth, we can refer to Mary Baker Eddy's definition of good, being God and being omniaction. Omniaction means that God is the one, only, and all action, and that action would include being alert. Being alert is an active function of omniaction. If one is alert, they're going to be observing everything all around them and making sure that the only thing in the atmosphere is things that are good. And so if one sees something that is not good, it could be a stray dog walking on the street, it could be an accident, it could be anything that is ungodlike, then it is our duty as a Christian Scientist to do something about that. We need to make sure that we correct anything that came to our thought, and we have to cleanse it. There are four operators in the system of divine metaphysics, and there are seven primary terms for God. In mathematics, there are 10 digits, 0 through 9, and there are four operators. The basic ones are add, subtract, multiply, and divide. One can actually think about those four terms of mathematics when they think about the four operators in the system of divine metaphysics. Terms for the operators in the system of divine metaphysics are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. So if one thinks about the addition function of mathematics, they can think about the Word, which is the facts about God, and they can think about they need to add to their consciousness what are the facts about God. And in that document that was referred to at the beginning of this recording, we give you the very important items about that, which are the definitions of God, as defined on page 465 and 587, as well as the definition of good, which includes God, or rather, which is interchangeable with God, because God is part of the definition of good. So God is good, and good is God. So the addition function of mathematics is adding two different things together. And what we do with the adding in the system of divine metaphysics is that we add to our thought what God is. So we need to think about the seven elements of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And we need to add that into our thought. And the minus sign of mathematics could be applied to the Christ. And the Christ means that we need to look at whatever is coming our way and we need to translate it. That's the reason Jesus was given the title of Christ, because he automatically translated whatever came his way into a spiritual recognition of the truth. He didn't accept something that was a lie about man, but instead he subtracted out the error and he added in or translated to the truth about the situation, whether it was an event or whether it was an individual or whatever was the topic. And the third thing is Christianity. That's the third operator in the system of divine metaphysics. And there what we do is we basically multiply. We multiply the facts about God with the translation to end up with demonstrating the truth about the situation or the individual. And that brings about healing. And science is the fourth operator of the system of divine metaphysics, and that is dividing. What do we divide? We break down the elements of everything about the system of divine metaphysics, and we consider it to make sure that we are complying with each of those elements, and that is proving the science. Science is interpretation. And we can only interpret anything if we break it down into its elements. Jesus did this automatically. He was always working in a scientific way. And that was the difference between Christ Jesus and Mary Baker Eddy, is that Jesus knew how to do it. But Mary Baker Eddy analyzed how Jesus did it and therefore was able to discover the system of divine metaphysics. She gave it to us in the textbook Science and Health, but she didn't explain it. And that was given to us by a variety of advanced students. And the most advanced one to this day has been Rolf Witzke. And he is one of the authors on the website. So how do we work for all humanity to be alert? Well, as mentioned, we can begin by thinking about those three introductory quotations. Knowing what is the truth. Reiterating, stating it mentally. What is the truth about all mankind? Genesis gives us a big clue, because Genesis says, in the beginning, God created. And Mary Baker Eddy defines that in chapter 15, under the chapter on creation, entitled Creation, and she says that means in the only. So in the only creation there is, God is the one that we should look to, because God is the little three-letter word to represent everything that is good. So that means that there cannot be an accident, because God didn't create an accident. An accident is not a part of divine principle. Divine principle is defined as being balance and harmony, system and structure. Love is defined as being the plan and design. Now, we can't have a plan and design of love, which is like a lubricant that makes everything work smoothly, and have a system and structure that has a lot of rough edges with friction and chaos. Love permeates everything, and so does divine principle. Every one of the seven terms for God are reflected by all the other terms for God. In other words, if we want to be thinking about what is substance, which is really what is spirit, because spirit is the only substance, then we have to be approaching it in an intelligent manner. Would an atom bomb be substance? Now, substance is spirit, and spirit is flawless, totally transparent, and therefore reflection. Could an atom bomb be spirit? Could it be of the substance of spirit? No, it is a substance of nothingness. It is a misrepresentation. It is a mistake of reasoning. In fact, when quantum physics was first discovered back around 1900, they found, after doing serious research with it for many years, that it really proves that there is no matter, because they kept breaking down the atom and realized that there was nothing left except the thought about what it must be. So, we've got to do the same thing. We've got to know, as Shakespeare reminds us, nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. So there is no substance of matter unless we think there is. It's our belief. And then if we believe it, then we are limited to all the limitations of matter. But if we cultivate our understanding of what the real substance is, which is spirit, then we can overcome every limitation that is attached to the belief of a false sense of man, which is limitation from one end to the other. But we don't have to believe it. We don't have to believe it at all, because we can develop an understanding of truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It'll make us free of the belief of limitation. Mary Baker Eddy transported herself from Concord, New Hampshire, where she lived in the Pleasant View estate, to the West Coast, California, and visited friends there for 2 weeks, and then transported herself back to where she needed to be to continue on. Limitation of time or space is invalidated when we realize the real substance is spirit, not matter. Our life is not confined to matter. The life of a tree is not dependent upon its leaves. God is the life of everything and everyone. There is no other life, because life is spiritual. Because the only substance of life is spirit. We must remind ourselves that truth is consciousness, and God is conscious continually, without interruption, of himself, itself. God is not a person, so we can't really say himself, but that is generally meant to mean a generic self, not one that has only masculine qualities, but one that is complete, masculine, feminine, and neuter. Evil is expert at being deceitful. Wokeness is deceitful because it is the opposite of being awake. Being awake means awake to truth. Wokeness is being conscious only of evil. It is totally confused. It mixes up everything. Whatever the truth is, wokeness is the opposite. There is no truth in it. Being awakened to truth is what we have to know about all humanity, because God is the only consciousness, and therefore God's idea, as it's explained in Genesis 1, is man. It says, let us make man in God's image and likeness. Let us. That means we have to be awake and accept the truth about man. Then man can embark on the path of truth, which is reflecting the image and likeness of God. It's being the image and likeness of God. It's reflecting the qualities of God. And consciousness is one of those qualities. So all of the world, all of existence, is able to reflect the consciousness of God, which of course is perfection. Life is considered to be representing the fatherhood character. Truth is representative of being the sonship, that son of the father. And love is representative of being motherhood, which is the nurturing qualities. In other words, in order to be fulfilling our part as reflecting love, we need to be nurturing all of the qualities of God: mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. There is a special presentation on each one of those terms for God, which includes input from a variety of authors, as well as treatments that are focused on those particular individual terms for God. And they can be found in the menu under topic and also under the category of treatment. And that includes a presentation for God itself, which is a combination of all seven, plus individual presentations on each of the seven. Everything is in compliance with the system of divine metaphysics referred to by Mary Baker Eddy, as noted earlier, which is at the bottom of page 146 of Science and Health. So to really focus on alertness, we need to focus on the individual qualities of God. We could focus on one in particular. However, we must realize that all of the qualities reflect all of the other qualities. As noted, we have to be intelligent in the way we approach other qualities. How about our spiritual senses, which is soul? We have to be intelligent in the way we utilize our spiritual senses. If we experience an accident, we don't say, "I am looking at a spiritual view of an accident," and then go on to something else. We have to take the accident and analyze it, uncover the evil, expose it, explain it away with the truth, seal it, and then we can go on to another topic. As indicated, that document that is entitled Definitions, Quotes, and Summary gives you some sample text that you can use for sealing a treatment. It must be emphasized that one cannot advance by just reading the words of someone else. They have to be internalized. We have to make them our own. Mr. Rosin, one of the greatest healers of all time, since Mary Baker Eddy, said that very same thing. Even though he gave us an encyclopedia of 1,315 ailments and showing us the counterfact to each one of them so that we can work with it, that's what we have to do. We have to work with it. We don't just repeat what he said in words and think that that is a treatment. We have to transform our consciousness so that we are living in our own words and in our own way that is specialized to whatever it is we're working on, so that it conforms with the system of divine metaphysics, but in our own words. We have to stay with the principle of the system of divine metaphysics. Just like if we're working with math, we can't decide, okay, we're going to change it so that 2 plus 3 equals 7. It has to always equal 5. But we can refer to it with a very large quantity, an infinite quantity of topics, of objects. We can apply it to how many animals are in the field that we're looking at if we're out in the country. We can apply it to how many miles per gallon we get with our fuel in our vehicle. We can apply it to how many synonyms am I going to study on this particular topic. So the topic can vary without any limitation, but we have to stick with the truth. We can't all of a sudden decide that 2 plus 3 is 7 or any other number except 5. We cannot vary from the truth about what God is. That God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. What we have to do is we have to study what does that mean. And if you look on those pages that are complete presentations of each of the eight, the eighth being God, which is a combination of all the seven. And if you study what is on those pages, you will be able to understand more clearly exactly what these seven terms for God mean, as well as the combination of all seven of them. And that is our duty. If we're going to pray for alertness to humanity, we have to be alert as an individual and apply it to all humanity. We can say that God is infinite intelligence, and therefore every individual has the ability to reflect that individual intelligence in an individual way, the intelligence of God in an individual way. God is truth, which is alertness, which is consciousness. God is conscious of himself. And therefore, we can say that every individual is conscious of themselves. They can be conscious of the truth about themselves, the truth that they are the image and likeness of God, that they are of the substance of spirit, and therefore they are flawless. All humanity is flawless in their true spiritual identity as being a reflection of God. We can do the same thing that Mary Baker Eddy did, where she stopped several times a day to make sure that the only thing she was thinking about in relation to any individual or any event, that was that there was good right there that she was looking at. There's good in everything. If it appears to be evil and we are alert, then the goodness could be that we are aware and alert that this is something that has to be reversed. It cannot be accepted, just like Jesus rejected it when someone was blind. He didn't accept that as the truth about that individual. He rejected it. And when they said, who did sin, this man or his mother or his father or whoever? He said, none. He says, the only purpose of this being here for us to deal with is to glorify God, to show that there is no life, truth, or intelligence in matter, is basically what he was saying. If there seemed to be chaos, a threat of nuclear war, for example, which is one of the things that they're flirting with out there in the international scene, we can know that the only thing that can exist is the unity of good. And there is no nuclear war in the unity of good. The only power is the power of infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Mind is the omnipotence, the one and only omnipotence, omni, one, only, and all. The only power is not from an atomic bomb, but it is from divine mind. And that power is reflected by everyone involved in anything that is considered to be war. The only people that can be real are the people that are the reflection of God. And they are unified with God. They are conscious of the fact that God is the only power. They express love to all humanity because they realize that all humanity is one grand brotherhood. No one is isolated. Everyone is connected to the one and only Father, Mother, God. One cannot hurt another idea of God. Every idea is directly reflecting the goodness of God. And there is no power except in the good we do and embody, as Mary Baker Eddy tells us. That is the only power that anyone can have. In other words, it's not an individual's power. It is the power of truth itself. It is the power of God. It is the power of infinite mind. That's the only power that anyone has available. and that is only for doing good. It cannot be utilized for doing evil, because evil has no power, because evil has no foundation. There is no divine principle in evil. There is only divine principle in good. So our efforts need to be toward good. And we can know that all mankind is alert to the goodness of everything and everyone. In other words, everyone has the ability to focus on the good. And that's what everyone needs to do, including ourselves. Goodness is the power. There is no other power. If someone seems to be unconscious, we can think about life. Life is eternal. Life is from God. Life means that we need to see the mind, spirit, soul, principle, truth, and love all active. And if those are all active, then life is reflecting the truth of being. Life is reflecting the truth about whatever seems to be without life. Every idea of God is a reflection of the life of God. And if it doesn't appear to be the reflection of the life of God, then we need to adjust our view to the truth about all mankind. There was a couple that was robbed. They were Christian Scientists. And when the man entered forcefully into their home with a gun, they knew exactly what they needed to do, and they did it. And that was to know that man is not dishonest, that everyone is under the control of the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Nothing can be out of place. An idea of God cannot be removed from another idea of God, because every idea of God is eternally present. And they are all harmonious. They're all in balance. They're all working together in one unified fashion, recognizing the true source, which is God. They let that be in their consciousness, and they kept it there. The man left with all the things that he wanted to steal, and they kept thinking the same way about that individual, that he was honest, because man is honest. Man doesn't have any capability except what it gets from mind. Mind is all capacity, all capability, all functionality, all facility. And the only action is the action of mind. And they kept thinking along that kind of a line. Pretty soon the guy came back and knocked on the door. He brought back everything that he had stolen. And he says, "I have no idea what came over me, but here it is, and I hope you will forgive me." They did not give up, even though to material sense they had things stolen and that he was gone and they'd never have the things available for them to use again. They didn't think that way. They thought about the perfect man. They thought about the honesty of man, and that no idea of God could be robbed by another idea of God, because they all work in unity. One of the most important things we can do is pray for humanity. Mary Baker Eddy did it 3 times a day. Daniel did it 3 times a day. Other ones have done it. People that observed Mary Baker Eddy, after she had prayed for humanity, said that she came back into their vision with such a pleasant, fulfilling, loving atmosphere surrounding her. It was like there was an aura all around her of protection. She was giving. One of the most important things we can do is give. The Bible says we should tithe. Tithe 10%. We can take that to mean very comprehensive things. It could mean 10% of our time. That's 2.4 hours every 24 hours. Richard Strain, who became a successful Christian Scientist, was having a very difficult time, and he asked one of his friends, what should he do? And the friend said, how much are you studying? He says, I don't have any time to study. By the time I get done with all my activities, there's only 6 hours left. So I sleep, get up and go through everything again. They said, well, if you're not studying 5 hours a day, you're not going to progress. So after some very hard thinking about it, he made the decision that he would do it, which means he'd only be able to sleep 1 hour a day. By the end of the week, his life had already started to turn around, and he was so encouraged by it that he continued on. And he found that his schedule was less busy than what it was before. He had time to study 5 hours a day and still get ample rest. But he had to let it happen. And God said, let man do this and that and whatever. Let us. We have to open up our thought. Remember, Shakespeare said, nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. What are we going to think? What are we going to open our thought to? Congestion, chaos, lack, limitation, or the opposite to those words? It is up to us. God's work is already done. All we have to do is open our thought to recognize it and accept it and live it. Be it. God is all in all, and there is nothing but God. Amen.